Friday, August 5th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article written by John Stonestreet. He highlights new research from the Institute for Family Studies. Once again, it demonstrates how important fathers are, especially for boys. For example, boys growing up without their dads are only half as likely to graduate from college as their peers who live with a dad at home. The research goes on to say boys without a dad at home are almost twice as likely to be idle in their late 20s, defined as neither working nor in school, and are significantly more likely to have been arrested or incarcerated by the time they turn 35.
What it means to be a Christ-honoring husband and what it means to be a father is under assault because of the betrayal of the progressive movement within evangelical Christianity. Instead of meeting that with biblical teaching on what is a man, what is Christian manhood, what is biblical masculinity, what does that mean displayed as a husband? What does that mean displayed as a father? Instead of meeting that, what we find is the progressives cowering before the pressure of the culture and themselves abandoning any notion of the distinctives of what it means to be a man. This absorption with a culture of the triumph of self, as my friend Carl Truman says, has led us into a culture of insanity, absurdity, lethality to the imperfect and to the inconvenient. It also brings this tidal wave of sexual immorality. But one of the casualties is fatherhood. That's one of the casualties. But it has enormous implications. Tom, I was sharing with our congregation something that Chuck Colson shared with us. When they were doing outreach events through Prison Fellowship Ministry, they decided one year to do a Mother's Day card. You come to our meeting, we'll give you a Mother's Day card. We'll provide the means to mail that Mother's Day card to your mother. Well, it was an overwhelming turnout. Well, this worked. Hey, we're just a few weeks away from Father's Day. Let's do Father's Day. They did Father's Day, and basically nobody came. When they did some surveying to find out why, the constant return was, Father's Day, I don't even know who my father is. Why would I want to send a card to the man that abandoned me? Father's Day card? Man, if I get my hands on him, I'd kill him. You found a visceral response to this that affirms the very statistics that you highlighted from the article. This now fascination with sexual perversion actually began and was introduced in the 50s and 60s with the sexual revolution. The only problem with the sexual revolution is you are going to end up with some quote-unquote biological consequences called pregnancy. That means we need to do what? We need to establish a sacrament of the sexual revolution. What is that? That's abortion. That means we can get rid of these inconvenient and unwanted children. Thus, the non-constitutional but cultural decision of Roe v. Wade, which has now thankfully been reversed. But Tom, what you've got to see is that you find that the children who survived the possibility of being aborted, you now have them in the world, and what they see themselves is we have dignity only if we perform in a way that somebody wants us. What you have are people coming into families with an orphan mentality that I have to perform to be wanted. And then they become the candidates for the sexual revolution grooming process. And they're grooming the church so that we would be silent and give them access to our children. And they're grooming the families. They are emasculating fathers so that fathers will not stand between them and their children. Listen, believe it or not, God's got this right. You don't have children until Genesis 4. You got marriage in Genesis 3. You court, you marry, then you have children. But the insanity and absurdity of our culture, just have children, and then if you want to get married, you can, but it really doesn't matter. Just bring children into the world and don't give them parents. Or give them same-sex parents. Or give them no parents. Or give them one parent. The reality is, and the article has it correct, parenting is actually a composition of fathering and mothering. and fathers are a key. That's why Ephesians 6 says, fathers, raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6, fathers, teach your children as you walk by the wayside. Yes, fathers and mothers are important. Yes, fathers and mothers teach. But fathers are crucial to this engagement and this entire enterprise that the Lord calls upon us to engage. If there's a broken home, single parent, children that don't have a home, we have to respond to that. We need to create things to make the redemptive best response we can to that for the sake of these children. But we must not normalize the emasculation of men, the dismissal of the father, the dismissal of the two-parent home. There was an amazing experiment that was done by our government a couple of decades ago, and they spent about $29 million, and they came back, and I'll give you their final analysis. Children do best in a home with two committed adults. Well, note the politically correct language. Actually, what they found out is that children do best in a home with a father and a mother. Not just two committed adults, but with a father and a mother. They need the hand of the father. They need the hand of the mother engaged in their life. They need that. That's God's order. Marriage, and then procreation, and then parenting. And fathers are not an appendix that you can remove. Fathers are at the heart of the issue of raising the next generation.
Many people look back to the 50s, 60s, and even the 70s with a yearning to go back to a safer, more genteel era. I look back at the neighborhood I grew up in as a young kid, and of the 15 or so homes that had peers that were my age, I only remember one home in which there was not a father, and that's because he died prematurely of a heart attack. All the other homes had a mother and a father. Now, out of the study, 32%, a full third of American homes have boys growing up without fathers.
Tom, in some demographics, it's far beyond that because of public policies that have destroyed families in certain demographics of our society. Culturally, we look back to the 50s and said, oh my goodness, if only we could get back there. And I understand it. There was nothing more stronger than the family in the African American community. With all of the stupid regulations of things like Jim Crow laws and the stupidity and sinfulness of ethnic prejudice, I still remember the African American fathers that I knew in those days who had two jobs because they were going to make sure that their family was provided for. The removal of the family and deconstruction, that's what progressivism does. It deconstructs, and once it deconstructs, it destroys marriage, family, and the result is children that are growing up in the context of an environment of anger because they have been brought up in fatherless homes, detached fathers, or simply abandoned as latchkey children as everyone pursues their self-fulfillment instead of their biblical responsibilities in life. One of the great metaphors for the church is we're a family, and we have a heavenly father. There becomes our model for fathering in this world. Church, please go find these abandoned young men and bring them to church that we might bring them to Christ. From their lifestyles with no anchors, with no stability, and with no male models in front of them, then let's have a resurgence, not of the idolatry of fatherhood, but the stability of fathers and husbands in a home who love their wives well and who love their children. And children know, when I get up in the morning, Dad will be there. When I come home tonight, Dad will be there.
Pastor Harry Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12 sermon series album is available by going to briarwood.org/7essentials. Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father this Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.